This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday morning. Party Line. Chan Sheridan with on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We go from O Holy Night to John Mellencamp. How do we do that? That's the power of radio, folks. The authority song here on Party Line. We like authority, but we sometimes like to, you know, we like to kind of color outside the lines as well. It is Tuesday morning. It is a little windy out there, a little breezy, we'll say. 34 mile an hour winds today, they're saying. So make sure you stay bundled up. We are looking for a nicer high. It's going to be today around 39. We're going to be pushing 40 today. That wind's blowing maybe a little warmer air, but it is blowing some moisture in as well. So rain and snow expected later this tonight and then tomorrow as well. So just stay, you know, keep it up with the weather. Stay tuned right here to WILO, and we'll keep you all updated. Hey, we want to thank our partners for making it happen. They are certainly no authoritarians, but they just want to be a good partner. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tending in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals save money now 24/7. WeLoveBigDeals.com. It's Christmas. Get on WeLoveBigDeals.com and find your big deal, big Christmas present. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. All free online news services that help you understand what's going on in the community. WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Joe will do a great job for you, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Sheep's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Town and Country Glass, all helping us make the WILO Party Line go online. It's the telecast brought to you by those fine folks, and they bring you all the ball games, all the events that we cover on HoosierlandTV.com. Those are the folks that make it happen, and we greatly appreciate those. Well, we've got a lot to do today. Sean Reeves will not be able to join us today, so apologize for that. They had a meeting called, and so he is out. Will not be joining us, but he wishes everybody a very Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll catch back up with him maybe later this month or at least next month as we begin the new year. We're going to be hearing from Gina Carson, top of the hour, talking about autism and what is going on there in the group. They've got a big bingo fundraiser coming up on Friday. We're going to talk about that with Gina, and how you can help raise some funds for the autism group of Clinton County. But right now, we're going to be talking to Pastor Steve over at Advance Christian Church, Community Christian Church in Thorntown, Indiana. And they have a living nativity. Pastor Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am well. It's a beautiful morning.
Hey, yeah, we'll take it. Well, especially the temperatures getting close to 40 today. That's a little bit better than what we've had to deal with. So we'll enjoy those, even though it's a little breezy. We'll take it.
Yes, we will.
Of course, wind in Indiana, they kind of go hand in hand. So got a lot of wind in this area. Do you get a lot of wind over in Advance?
Oh, yeah. It's as flat as can be over here.
So, Pastor, how long have you been the pastor there at Advance?
I've been 11 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. You passed you passed the 7-year tribulation, and you're in the millennial reign now. So
that's for sure.
There you go. Well, glad to have you on this morning. First and foremost, what made you guys decide you wanted to do a living nativity? I've been involved in a lot of living nativities over the years, and it's not easy, but it's very rewarding, but not always very easy. What made you guys decide you wanted to do this?
Well, we were looking find a way to tell the Christmas story, not just to the church, but to our community. In the community I came from prior to this, there was a church that did a living nativity every year for more than 50 years. So that kind of inspired me to bring the idea up, and our leaders and people got on board. So this is now will be our 11th performance of the live nativity.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then, because it takes more than just one person, so it can't just be your dream or vision. So you had to get folks around you to buy into that, and that's a great thing that you're able to do that. So describe a little bit about what folks can expect to see in the living nativity.
Well, we take the story out of the church, and we're actually on a farm in a barn in rural Thorntown. It's located at 10406 West 450 North, Thorntown, Indiana. And there are signs located on both Highway 32 and State Road 75. So there's ample directions, and of course with all the Google Maps and everything, you should be able to find it. But what happens is we transform the inside of this barn into the Bethlehem Village, and we provide some snacks with cookies and hot chocolate, and we have a craft for the kids, and we offer live animals. This year we're having horses and donkeys and goats. Some years we have sheep, but it depends on what's available.
Yeah, really.
But then we also tell the same story of Jesus' birth. But each year we tell it in a different way. You know, we keep to the gospel story, but we retell it. One year we used kids to tell it. Last year we actually told the story of the Magi coming to Jesus, not at the manger, but as a toddler at his house. So again, we're trying to tell the story a different way to keep it fresh. And we've had people who have been to all 11 of our performances, whether it's been rain or cold or a beautiful night. We've had a good attendances over the years.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, be able to have that colorful. Of course, you had me at cookies, so that's always a good thing. So cookies and hot chocolate. But I think it is important that you're able to bring that an unbelievable, incredible story and to the world and to the you know, just the outside of that Christian mindset, you know, folks have a hard time, you know, for a virgin gave birth to, you know, the Son of God, and, you know, that came in flesh, and he raised, and then his whole purpose in life was to die. You know, his whole purpose was to go to the cross. So, and I like what you did with the you know, because sometimes I think we get a little bit bad theology in some of our traditions because the Magi did visit Jesus when he was more of a toddler a couple of years later. So that was a great call there. I think that's how did folks respond to that?
Very well. Many said it was the best one we had done so far. So we don't want to try to outdo each year. We want to portray the gospel message of Jesus Christ. This year, it's focusing on the light of Jesus and Jesus being the light to the world, to the darkness, so he can be our guiding light. So our narration and our performance will be guided around Jesus being that light. We always finish the performance as, you know, a gospel call. To come to Christ and accept his Christmas gift. You know, many times we see the baby as the gift, but the baby wasn't the gift. Hmm. It's who that baby would grow to be and what he would do upon the Christ, that cross, that would give us the hope of our salvation. So the true Christmas gift of Christmas, that first Christmas, is, of course, our salvation. And it's still the light to the dark world.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, when you even think about the gift of a baby, period, when God gives, you know, a family, a child, a mom and a dad, a child, The goal is not to raise a child, it's to raise an adult. You know, the goal is to raise the child into their purpose and to allow them to reach their potential. And that's what, you know, Mary and Joseph had to do, of course, in those early years with Jesus. But you mentioned this as being the theme this year of the light. In your I know you've been in ministry more than 11 years, apparently, right? Because you said you came from another church.
Yes, this is my 30th year.
Okay, 30th year of ministry. Okay. I've been in ministry about 40-some years, so I can totally understand. So the idea of the light in the dark world, Pastor Steve, how has, in your, you know, ministry and your professional, mindset of being able to look at what's happened over the last, say, couple of three decades now that you've been in this that long, how has the world darkened or lightened? I mean, have you seen, what is the world changing too? Has it been, you know, are we getting further down the hole? Or in your opinion, what do you think about our world and our culture today with all the craziness that goes on with technology and beyond that, just the way we have kind of boxed sometimes even God in? What's your thoughts? What say you?
Well, I think we've noticeably seen a decline in church attendance, and of course that was true after COVID as well. But I think as the Bible says in the prophecies of Revelation, that there will be a form of godliness in the end times. Mm. Now, I don't want to paint the picture of the world as being horrible, because Christ is in us. And he is here to help us through the Holy Spirit to minister to this world, to bring hope to this world, to bring joy to this world. But there are more and more people growing up without Christ in their lives who have no idea about what a church is, what a church does, what a church is to be to this world. And I think it's important for us to, again, keep telling the story generation after generation so that we can continue to share the light of Christ. Yes, the world seems like it's getting darker, but it's been dark for a lot of years, you know. There's really nothing new under the sun, as the phrase says.
Amen.
But it's becoming more and more difficult for the church to be the light, because people are turned off to the church as an organization. And if they would see us as the body of Christ, the body of love of Christ, I think that's what we need to show.
Yeah, and I think the opportunity of doing something like the Living Nativity that goes outside the church walls. We try to share this often, that, you know, God didn't call us to go sit in a pew. God called us to go into all the world. And
that's true.
That commission is a challenge, because I think so often we get, you know, we've got to get everybody to come. And it is, you know, God wants us to come to him. God wants us to come worship, just like the beautiful Christmas hymn, "O Come All You Faithful." But that to me, being able to come to the body and come to the church is that opportunity to be encouraged, to be empowered, to be engaged. And then God calls us to go, you know, and this is a great way of going, by shining the light of the Nativity in Advance, Indiana, or Thorntown, Indiana, out in the rural part of Boone County, to share the light and the message of Jesus. Now, is there literature? Is there opportunity for you guys to share the gospel in the presentation? Or
yes, we use the scriptures as our basis, and of course, then offer, you know, further information about the gospel message of Christ as the light. And so it's a great, it's a time for us to, I guess, be evangelistic, as well as to show our love for Christ as an example.
Yeah, and then you get to work with animals. And I'm talking about the real animals, not the people, but you get to work with, and this year you're saying you're going to work with goats.
Yes, and sometimes they can kind of steal the show.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, for the most part, when you bring a family, a van full or a car full of family, and the kids are all excited, it's kind of like they go through the Christmas lights at TPA Park, and, you know, they see Santa, they see all the different lights, they see, you know, they're just wide-eyed and excited. I think that the animals are certainly an attraction, and kudos to you guys for doing that and using live animals, because that is part of the attraction. But at the end of the day, the message is that even the animals, were bowing down. They were coming. There was a hush over the world that holy night. And what an incredible way of celebrating is getting your congregation. How many folks are involved in all of this?
Well, I think we've got 42 from the church and the surrounding area. We have some neighbors who have signed up to help us. See, it's on a farm located out in the middle of the country,
yeah,
near Thorntown. And it's a time to get away from all of the lights, the cities and the towns, but to get out into a barn, to put us in a place that maybe will draw our attention to that moment, that first Christmas. And I think as we portray the story and music and song and of course through narration of God's word, I think it hopefully will lay upon their hearts. Again, the true message is that baby is the light that will lead us to God.
Yeah.
To, you know, God's whole purpose of sending that baby was to bring us to him. And Jesus is that way. So again, it's telling the same story but in a different way. And our sponsor, of course, is Mike and Susan Neese of Thorntown. It's their farm and their barn. Done it every year. And it just is a wonderful, I think, experience to be able to just kind of get away and to be in a barn. But here's the other part. We do it whether rain, shine, or, of course, cold, as is expected this Saturday. So we'll have a time keeping warm. But we've made plans, and we're inside of a barn. It is an unheated barn, but we do encourage people to come out.
And so as people come out, is it something they will be able to get out of their vehicles and come and see? Are they do this as a drive-by? Or tell us?
No, we have ample parking.
Okay.
We have ample parking, and they come into a barn. And there's a big horse arena that we set up in, so it can hold several people. And it's something that they can come and go and stay and visit and, of course, enjoy the snacks and the animals.
Oh, yeah. Don't feed the animals. Don't feed the animals the cookies.
Yeah.
We got to be careful
with
that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the goats will eat about anything, so you have to be very careful what they do. So, well, you know, Pastor Steve, I think it is an awesome thing that you guys are doing this the 11th year that you're doing this, and what an incredible way of shining a light out in the prairie. And you, like you said, it's very flat and usually pretty dark in Indiana out in the countryside. But what a blessing to know, just like that so many years ago, that holy light was shining for the shepherds and for the animals and for all those who were looking for it. I think that's the beauty, that you're doing this out in a farm, in a barn, because that there was no room at the end, because, you know, God planned it that way, because I think at the end of the day, God wants us to recognize that Jesus came for all, both common and king. He came for all.
That's correct.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I want you to do a favor for me. Would you pray us out to our next guest here? Would you pray for, we'll pray for your living nativity, and we'll pray for all that you're doing, but would you pray for our communities and our state and our world, that God would open up and shine the light?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Father, we just praise you for this time of year that we've set aside to celebrate the birth of your Son. But Father, in all of our celebration, may we not forget the gift that was delivered through Christ that morning. It's our gift of salvation, our hope that will give us peace with you. So Father, we just pray that through the Nativity and through all the churches of the area, their efforts to celebrate Christmas, that Father, Jesus will be the light that draws us to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Steve. And it is 10406 West County Road, 450 North in Thorntown, Indiana. It's the Neese Farm. And this is going on Saturday, December 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. And that's great. Is there a phone? This is 676-6500 the best number to call?
Yes, that's the church number, and we can forward information.
All right, 765-676-6500 if you want to get more information. Pastor Steve, God bless you, brother. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Pastor Steve over at Advance talking to us a little bit about the beautiful presentation they're going to be sharing coming up this Saturday, December 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Neese Farm, 10406 West County Road, 450 North. It'll be a great evening. Be a little chilly. Be prepared and be ready to rock and roll. So, and all those animals, it'll be fun with all those animals. It's great. You know, animals just make things always better. And speaking of animals, we've got the 12 Days of Claws right now with Pam Butts. Good morning, Pam.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. We go from the living nativity full of animals to Our Lady that brings us a good way of being able to share the love for animals. So we appreciate that. So
no
tell
problem.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening with this particular clause.
Okay, well, you wanted a dog, so today I'm going to speak about DeVille. She's three and a half years old. She came to the shelter on August 16th of this year when her family became homeless. She and her sibling dog were surrendered to the shelter. He's already found a home, but she's still waiting. She is a petite, 45 pounds, dark brindle. With white on her chest and toes. They say she's a mixed breed. I just say she's from the adorable breed. I mean, she's wiggly and small. She's very affectionate and loves attention. She knows a few commands, likes squeaky toys. When she came to the shelter, she was housebroken, so we always say that they might need a refresher course after they've been, you know, in a shelter for a while. But she just loves everyone, and she can be a little protective of her family. She wants all the love, so she'd need to be probably the only four-legged family member. They say she's dog-selective, and she did live with a dog, so it is possible. So if you have another dog, they always have you do meet and greet first just to make sure, you know, because the family dog might not like the shelter dog or vice versa. So they always have you do meet and greet. But she would be a good little dog. I mean, she's only 45 pounds, and she walks well on the leash, so she could get you out exercising and maybe shed a few pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's always good to get have an exercise partner, a furry partner.
It's always more fun walking when you have a dog to walk.
Oh, yeah, I see you walking all over the place, Pam. You definitely got that down, and you always have one of your wonderful friends with you, your furry friends that are really not friends or family. So DeVille, it's DeVille, correct?
Yeah, DeVille, D-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay, so DeVille, three-and-a-half-year-old brindle, brindle markings, and really kind of a mixed breed, but more than you say she's pretty cute.
Yeah, I just say she's from the adorable breed.
So tell us about the program now. How do folks get? I mean, if I know that it's a process because this is not just something that we want these animals to go to just anybody,
right?
Because they need to go to the right home.
Right. When the shelter's open, you can walk in and meet cats. With dogs, they prefer that you set up an appointment first. And preferably, I think they usually send you an application or you come in and get one and have it all filled out and everything. And then if you have other pets in the home, they usually do a vet check and all that. But, you need to have an appointment to come meet one of the dogs. And they do a wonderful job of vetting, you know, possible families. Because, yeah, you're right. You hope everyone has the best of intentions. But we know there are people out there that don't.
And I think that sometimes people get all excited about getting a new pet, new animal, but
they don't think about the expense.
They don't think about the expense. They don't think about the time. They don't think about all of the other things that go around and making sure that experience for that new friend, that new family member is a good one, is a pleasant one.
Right.
And sometimes it can be kind of self-centered when someone's choosing that, picking it, because you're kind of meeting the need of your own heart. But I think one of the great thing about what you do you go beyond that, and you're really trying to figure out how to meet the need of the shelter animal. And that's to me what is the beauty of the Humane Society and what all you guys do, because it's you're providing a safe environment for the animals to be in a temporary home, but the goal is to get them in those permanent homes. You want to make sure it's the right home.
And they don't make you, when you come in and you say, yeah, I would like to try this dog, they don't say, okay, the adoption fee is X amount of dollars. They let you go on like a trial. They'll let you, you know, and then we have a foster. If there's something medically, if they haven't been spayed or neutered yet and there's no other pets in the home, or they've got a skin condition or they're heartworm positive, if there's a medical reason, it's called foster to adopt. And they don't have to adopt until all the medical issues are resolved. And Paul Powell's of Clinton County, it pays for all that medical.
Yeah.
So the person is not out any money to pay the medical. And like I said, they give you a trial period. And patience is the thing. It takes patience. I mean, the dogs, it takes time. They've been, you know, in a shelter, and now they're going to a place they don't know, and they may not be outgoing right at first, but just give them time. It is worth it.
Oh yeah, and the folks that understand that and get that recognized, and they really become heroes to these animals that are just, they're really at the mercy of the human beings. You know, they're at the mercy of.
Right.
I mean, God's called us to be the watchman and to help and to care, to be the caretaker, and so it's important that we get those matched up with the right people. So, Pam, how do folks get a hold of you? How do folks get a hold of the shelter?
Then call the shelter at 765-670-7924. I don't have it written down, and sometimes I mess that up. But check their Facebook page. Their email is cchs04@sccglobal.net.
Okay. Well, that is awesome. We greatly appreciate what you're doing. The 12 Strays of Christmas. DeVille is waiting to fill your heart. How about that? The
exactly.
Adorable.
That's fun.
The adorable. She's the adorable breed. So we want to make sure that we get that little brindle home. So thank you, Pam. God bless you. Appreciate what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You're doing the
uh-huh.
Lord's work. Thank you. Yeah, Pam Butts. We always appreciate Pam. You'll see Pam out running around, walking around. She just loves animals, and what a blessing it is to have somebody like Pam in our community and so many other people that do care about the animals. And even Pastor Steve with the Living Nativity, you know, celebrating the birth of Jesus with those animals. Speaking of the birth of Jesus, that's what we're celebrating, but we also celebrate gift giving, and it's the 12 days of Christmas, and I've got the winner's list for today. Here's the winner's list for today. If you hear your name, you are a winner in the 12 Days of Christmas. Avery Home Furniture and Appliance wants to share a winner, Adam DeMarco. Adam DeMarco. Center Township Trustee Office wants to share Nico Austin. Nico Austin. Ellis Jeweler. Ellis Jewelers, plural, I should say. Jack Fickle. So there you go. Ellis Jewelers has got Jack Fickle. Jimmy John Sandwiches, Elijah Pierman. And some of these folks that from Portage, we've got some from Sheridan, from Portage, from Mulberry, from Frankfurt, they're all over the place. Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Harper Van Briggle. It might be Von Briggle, I'm sorry, Von Briggle. Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Harper Von Briggle. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Shailene Smith, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. Probyte Computers, Bella Davis from Probyte Computers. Skiles Electric is Ashton Graves is the Skiles Electric 12 Days of Christmas winner. Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, they're now doing Christmas decorations, by the way. You might want to call Jenny and the whole fam over there and get your Christmas decorations up. Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Iris Vasquez Sanchez, Wampler Services Incorporated, Maya Yanis, Wampler Services Incorporated, And finally, the VFW post 1110, VFW post number 1110, is Kinsley Reddington. Kinsley Reddington. And those are the winners of the 2025 WILO Children's 12-Day of Christmas. That's the winner's list for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. It's a blessing to be able to be a part of all that and recognize those winners and get those gifts to those wonderful kids. And it's going to be, it's coming. We've already got Santa's already come to town Saturday from the Christmas parade, so he's getting things ready around here locally. So make sure that you you understand that and know that Santa is on his way. Well, we've got Gina Carson coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about she's the head of the Clinton County Autism Support Group. I'm going to be talking about the big bingo fundraiser coming up this Friday, and we'll talk to her in just a little bit. It is WILO's Party Line here on 1570 WILO. We'll be right back.
Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
To Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hey, welcome back. It is WILO's Party Line Tuesday and Thursday. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Little Santana there. Winning, it's always a good thing to win, but sometimes you lose. But you can even learn a lot from losing. Just ask Ohio State. Sorry about the Buckeyes. That was a tough one. But, congratulations to the IU Hoosiers, Indiana. Your Big Ten champions. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, TC Trailers, they are amazing. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, also amazing. Community-minded just like you. And the amazing Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting. He will stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BoonCountyDailyNews.com. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Your free local online newspapers for everything that you need to know around here. All your regional stuff, local stuff, good stuff right here. Hey, it's going to be a little breezy today. Today, cloudy through mid-morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 39. So this may be the only sunny day of the week. We've got rain coming in tonight, going to be around tomorrow, a little chance of it Thursday, a little chance of it Friday, and a little chance of it Saturday. So we got some rain and snow chances the rest of the week. So this is going to be probably the nicest day as far as sun coverage. It is going to be breezy, but as far as sun, we want to enjoy it. And almost 40 degrees, so hopefully it'll melt some of that just in time to bring us some more, right? But it is getting closer to winter. Winter just 11 days away. And it feels like we've already experienced a little bit of winter. We've gone from fall right into a pretty good smack in the face with some of those cold temperatures. Well, joining me now, as I promised, Gina Carson. She is the head of the Clinton County Autism Support Group. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you staying warm?
Yes. So I solely work from home, so that's not hard to do.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's you get the chance to just turn up the heat when you need to and stay nice and cozy. That's a great thing.
Yeah. So that's working your PJs, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes, though, people just go right even into Walmart with their PJs. So it's
yeah, no, I will not do that.
I was there not too long ago. I pick up my my dog has diabetes, and so he's blind, and so I have to make sure he has his insulin twice a day. And so I go pick up. That's about the only time I really try. I try to avoid the big shopping scene. But I was in there the other day, and it was pretty early Saturday morning, and it was quite the sight. some of what folks feel like is okay to wear. I don't. It's just
every time I hear something like that, it reminds me of Crowder's song, Come As You Are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, it's talking about Come As You Are, you know, coming to Christ and coming to church, which I love the
song.
That's
a great song, yeah.
But that is literally the first thing that came to mind. You know, those are no longer pajamas. Yeah. Those are lounge pants, yeah. And you can wear those anywhere.
Hey, I'll have to remember that next time. Maybe I can go to a meeting like that. I'd be all right. I'd be comfortable.
It.
I doubt it. So, all right. Well, you got a big event coming up. It's the Christmas Bingo. That's this Friday night. Tell us a little bit about that. Now, I got to clarify because I said fun. Is it a fundraiser? Is it an event? Or is it both? What are you trying to accomplish?
Sure. So the Clinton County Autism Support Group developed a program called Social Circle about a year ago, and we've really been trying to hold events quarterly that just allows the disabilities to come in and, you know, really form relationships with their peers, and it allows the community to come in and join them in some type of activity. Well, activity for this particular event is going to be Christmas Bingo. I know a lot of folks do bingo events, and so, you know, our people love bingo also, so we thought it was a good opportunity to put together a Christmas Bingo event and invite our Clinton County disabilities folks out, and the community can come and play with them and be a support to those folks who have disabilities. It is at Connecting Point Fellowship Hall, which is located on 400 South 3rd Street, just across the street from the old Kiger School property, for those who are familiar with the old Kiger School property. And we will be there from 6 to 8. I think we've got about 25 gifts, so we'll just keep playing bingo until all the gifts are gone.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And this is really, it's really more of an event to socialize and to fellowship and to really engage with our disability community.
It is. So we don't really do fundraising because we've been able to have some really great folks that are interested in the disabilities community, that has a passion for the disabilities community. So everything that we put on has been funded by private individuals. A lot of times it's the parents of the individuals that attend these things. by no means would we ever turn away a donation. Sometimes we do get private financial donations from folks, and we welcome those. We do have a small account at one of the local financial institutes that we hold money in to help us put these events on for our disabilities community. So,
let's talk specifically a little bit about autism. I know there's a variety of different disabilities. I think we all have disabilities. We don't always see them sometimes.
Right.
Autism in particularly, where are things standing in the world of research and development in not only how we know more about what autism is and what the different spectrums, but also where it comes from and how do we engage with the autistic community?
I think that the question to that is very difficult to answer because it really depends on who you talk to. Right now, the rates are 1 in 31 individuals will be diagnosed with autism in their life.
Wow.
1 in 31.
My.
So chances are everybody knows somebody with an autism diagnosis, okay? But the autism is such a spectrum diagnosis that you may be talking to someone today with autism and not even realize it because they're very high functioning, they are very intelligent, and they have figured out how to be productive in today's society. They may be a little quirky, they may have some social anxiety, they may have issues with communication. But you would never really know it because I think that those folks that are higher on the spectrum, everybody wants to be accepted. Everybody wants to live their lives and have friends and function in society and not have to worry about what people are thinking, what people are saying, or how people are viewing them. And then, of course, you've got then the people that are lower functioning on the spectrum. It's going to be more obvious, And I always use my daughter because, that's the life that I live and that's the person that I know most closely. She's nonverbal. She's very childlike. She's 24, but if you saw her out in public, she appears more to be like, a toddler. She doesn't feed herself. She uses a sippy cup. She doesn't talk. So those are more obvious. Autism is a neurological disorder. If you ask me, I definitely think it has to do with genetic makeup, and so it would be carried down from your family or your parents or whoever. I do not think it has anything to do with Tylenol during pregnancy. I just want to say that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Even though
that was some of the perspective. Yeah.
Yes. I do not personally believe that. But like I said, it just really depends on who you talk to. And I do think there's a lot of research going on. Will we ever really know? I don't know because autism takes on so many different faces and so many different characteristics, and it's so individually unique. But it definitely is genetic, and it definitely is neurological. And I think the big thing in the autism community is if we find out why it is or how it came about or how it's passed on from person to person, if it even is passed on from person to person, how do we get the community and society at large to accept it? We don't need fixed. We need accepted.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that sometimes, when you even think about other diseases, other disabilities. Everybody's different. I mean, every individual. I mean, even somebody that might have, cancer or a cardiac, situation going on in their life. I mean, one person may be completely. They may be diagnosed with the very same thing, but they're in different stages or different levels, or maybe it impacts their body totally different because we're all individual. We have all different DNA, so it's kind of hard to put a general stamp of what this is. Is that a correct assumption?
I would say that is very correct. And I think the most important thing for the general public is if you see someone that you think may be struggling in some capacity, whether it's autism or whether it is a mental health issue or cancer or Down syndrome or whatever, don't be afraid to, say hi, how you doing, ask questions. I would rather someone approach our family while we are out eating in the community. I'd rather somebody approach our family and start up a conversation and ask questions than just sit there and stare at us.
Right. So, to actually understand that you're there, and recognize that you're there. I think that's a good point because we often, but I also, I don't want to, be this judge that says that, those folks are bad. Because I think people just don't know what to do sometimes.
They don't know what to do.
It's a challenge.
And it reminds me of Ryan White trying to go back into the school system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because people are afraid. They're afraid of what they don't know.
Right.
And like I said, it is okay to ask questions. If my child is sitting at one of the local restaurants and she's having a meltdown because her food is not coming quickly enough, don't be afraid of her. It's okay.
Right.
That's her processing her emotions because she doesn't know how to communicate what she's feeling.
Right. And I think sometimes, people... They ask maybe, I've been in these situations where, you run into someone that maybe has a challenge, whether it be a mental or emotional challenge, and they don't really speak or they don't necessarily respond back to a question or whatever.
Right.
And sometimes people would say, well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you, I'm talking to you, why? And I think that the opportunity of being able to have some discernment and wisdom in that moment to be able to, instead of just saying, maybe thinking the worst case scenario that, they're just being a jerk. Well, maybe they have autism. Maybe they're struggling with something else in life. I think it's important for us to recognize that we don't make that kind of snap judgment because I've been in situations where people have done that and it's, and then, the egg is on their face after they kind of find out what the situation was and what's going on. But it's important for us to be, take a pause, take a breath and say, oh, okay. I grew up with a family, the Seals family. They were back, this was down in Louisiana, and they had a severely mentally retarded child that, her name was Kimmy, and Kim and my mom and dad were very close to her mom and dad, and so they would come over to the house all the time, and we'd go do things, and Kimmy, bless her heart, would come in, for some reason, she liked to take my hair and twirl it, and then she'd put and she would just sit there, and she'd have her hands in her mouth, and then she'd put and she just and I remember my mom and dad both said, you just let her do whatever she you don't say a word, and I'm sitting there going, okay, well, this is. But then you start recognizing, even as like a 10-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old. I mean, I was pretty young at the time. You start recognizing. Kimmy's coming over and she's going to twirl my hair. So,
yeah.
So you just kind of recognize that that's what you're going to experience. But it was a great life lesson. And thank God for parents that were saying, instead of, avoiding the situation, they were embracing that. And, I think we have to understand sometimes in life that, that might be some of the only joy in that day. of that person that they are feeling normal. Does that make sense? I mean, you're in that situation. You live it every day. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
I mean, that's a good point. And there's also a fine line, because then it's like, you know, with Chloe, you know, what do you overlook, you know, whether that's a good way to look at it or not. What things do you overlook, and what things do you try to correct with her that are inappropriate? Mm. Because you really, it's a lifetime of trying to understand what is she going to understand and what does she not understand. And it's a lifetime of figuring that out and being okay with where she's at. Obviously, she takes, you know, one of the big things right now, and it's been forever, is, again, she has a sippy cup, and when she gets done with it, she doesn't have a tendency to want to set it back down where she got it from. She just throws it wherever she's at.
Well, I do that.
She just throws it down wherever it's at, and then the little milk or water spurts out of the top of it, and it's like you can spend so much time, you know, picking that up and putting it in her hand and working on hand over hand and having her place it back down to the point where, who's giving up first? Is she going to give up and just start doing it, or are you going to give up and say, this is one of those battles we're just not going to fight because it's not working?
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it's a fine line. Do you have Kimmy say, you know, no, Kimmy, let's not do that, but would she even understand it? And
right.
if she doesn't understand it, and that's something that brings her joy, who cares?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's the key. Once you start recognizing that it's not it's not such an inconvenience for you in the moment, then it is more of a joy for them in the moment. I think that's where you start recognizing, you start kind of growing and maturing. You know, even as a kid, I think you can learn those lessons. But so you've got another, it's called the ARC. Tell us a little bit about the ARC.
So I am on the ARC of Clinton County Board. Our executive director, Sandra Stevenson, she works really hard behind the scenes putting together events and programs for the disabilities community also. So the autism group, we kind of do things that they're not doing, and they do things that we're not doing, because there's no reason for both of us to be doing the same types of things. The ARC has been around for many, many, many years, and originally they were actually part of the Opportunity Center, which is now what's known as Ability Services.
Yeah.
But the ARC of Clinton County does a special people of Clinton County Christmas party every year, and the Moose is absolutely amazing. They provide the location, the dinner, the experience for the night, and they've partnered with the ARC for years. And so the ARC Christmas party, and again, this is for Clinton County residents within the special needs community or the disabilities community, however you want to say it, that is coming up on December 16th. It'll be from 5:30 to 8. Santa Claus will be there. There'll be gifts. There'll be dinner. There'll be dancing. It's just a fun night. But to attend that event and to make sure that you know, if Santa has a present for you, you need to RSVP by Friday. And RSVP, just give the ARC a call. Give Sandy a call at 765-343-2779. And make sure you get those in by Friday. So you have a present.
And the event is December 15th?
16th.
Or 16th. I'm sorry, 16th. Mm-hmm. December 16th. And is that the Moose? Yeah, they do a great job, that's for sure. 765-343-2779, and that will get you a reservation, basically, so that there's a gift reserved for your special needs person.
Correct.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
And this is a Clinton County program. Most communities have ARC programs, and Clinton County ARC, we just want to make sure that we're reaching, you know, the residents of Clinton County. That's really important to us. So.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Well, Gina, you're doing the Lord's work. It's a tough road sometimes, but maybe not as tough as much as it is. It's a challenging one in the sense that you got to have the discernment and the wisdom and the patience to be able to navigate those things. Because when you know, it's like when you can't communicate with someone, it makes it really a challenge, and you have to. That's something that you deal with every day, but it's, and I'm not saying you don't communicate, but it's, you don't know sometimes what they're thinking, you know, and
correct.
And that's what the, I think one of the biggest challenges is, because if we all just knew what everybody was thinking, we would probably, you know, that could be trouble too. That could be a lot of trouble too, but at the end of the day, and when it comes to our special needs folks, but I think that's where faith comes into, and that's where the wisdom of God comes in, and the discernment and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So my prayer is that you guys will have a blessed Christmas. And one more time on the bingo, that's this Friday night at 6 p.m., and it's at Connecting Point there on, is that 3rd Street? Or first,
yep.
Oh, 3rd Street.
Yep,
okay.
It's 400 South 3rd Street.
Yeah. 400 South 3rd Street, and that's 6 o'clock this Friday night.
Yes.
They need to bring anything, or anyone need to bring anything, or...
Nope, just we'll have some, you will probably have a light snack, maybe some cookies and punch or something, and then we will play bingo until all the gifts are gone.
All right, bingo till you can't go anymore, so
yeah.
That's good. All right, thank you, Gina, appreciate it. God bless you.
Right.
You have a Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gina Carson joining us this morning talking about she's the head of the Clinton County Autism Support Group. Then also talking about the ARC program that has been with it used to be with the Opportunity Center. I remember now all that coming back to my mind, and now with Ability Services and Michelle Smith always does a great job out there, and Sandra Stevenson, they're doing the Lord's work. So pray for them as they navigate through these these challenges of just the season. How's the seasons changed? Just you know, going from fall to winter, the summer, from spring to summer, and all of those different things, all of those challenges when someone is not able to really connect or communicate with you, these caretakers and these folks that are in the trenches every day and in the lives of our special need loved ones and family and friends, they're having to help, you know, make them comfortable and make them feel like they're a part of the community and the family, and these are the programs that help do that. So if you can support, that's at 400 South 3rd Street, Connecting Point Church. That's going to be in the Fellowship Hall there this Friday, 6 p.m. So again, we appreciate all those that are working to make that happen. And then a reminder, that's Friday night, and then Saturday night is the December 13th, is from 4 to 8 p.m., is the Living Nativity. We talked to Pastor Steve earlier today, Advanced Community Christian Church, sponsoring that along with the Niece family, the Niece Farm. The Living Nativity is going to take place at 10406 West County Road 450 North. That's 10406 West County Road 450 North in Thorntown, Indiana. And they're going to have some cookies and hot chocolate. You'll be able to get out and engage. They've got live animals, especially the goats. So it'll be a great, great evening of fellowship and a great evening to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the theme this year is A New Light Has Dawned. A New Light Has Dawned. They're talking about the light in this dark world. As we wrap things up on this edition of Party Line, I would just remind everyone, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let's rejoice and be glad. This is the day that, you never know what could happen today. There was another tragic accident, terrible accident last night. We want to pray for that situation, that family. But there's always something, that can go on. Or there's something around every corner. And God wants us to be grateful. God wants us to have gratitude. He wants us to have an attitude of that. And it's sometimes challenging in this world because there's people in this world, and not everybody has the same, you know. There was a Grinch, you know, that tried to steal Christmas from our Dr. Seuss friend. But at the end of the day, the story had a happy ending because the Grinch was transformed by the power of love. And that is what I believe Christmas is all about, being transformed in the power of God's grace, God's mercy, and God's love, because he did come in the midst of all of humanity in the challenge and the struggle of the circumstance of humankind, which was not good. It was very dark. In fact, there's a reason why they call it the Dark Ages, that 400 years or so before from the last prophet until Jesus coming. It was a dark, dark time, and the promise was there, and there was hope, and there was expectancy, but there was still no light until that holy night, and the light was shown, and it was Jesus. And so we celebrate that light as Christians each and every day. And I pray that we would be able to do that in our community and helping with organizations like Gina's organization or going to the Living Nativity or maybe just going next door to your neighbor that maybe you don't like. And just make sure you knock first or maybe even call first. You don't want to cause a scene. But, you know, maybe it's time to bury the hatchet. Maybe it's time just to let bygones be bygones. Maybe it's time to stop holding the grudge. Maybe it's time to let the Grinch go in your heart and let the light of Christ shine. And that's my prayer for all of us this Christmas season. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you Thursday. Until then, stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.